The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
I always like to start with something interesting, and how about a date in history? It actually happened this past week. Now, listen up and see if you can name the site and also the year that this happened, okay? Well, there used to be this site many, many moons ago where you could download any song from any artist, whatever you want. You could download any song for free over the internet, and millions and millions and millions of people were using it every single minute. You see, what happened is people shared their own music on their own PCs. And hence came the phrase file sharing, right? But this was totally illegal. The recording industry, they said, oh my gosh, we are losing so much money. The feds, you need to get involved. So they bought the site down. So what was the name of the site, Allie and Matt? What was the name of the site?
Napster.
Okay, and what was the year? It happened this past week in that year.
Oh, gosh.
2000.
That was what I was going to say. I'll go 99.
Bing, 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 bing. Oh, that's our high-tech sound effects for Allie. Yes, it was 1999. Now, of course, we are streaming any music that we want, and we pay a monthly fee. Now, one great thing is that now instead of downloading music and it's all stuck in our computers, we can have music wherever we want, right? Because we sign up for these music subscription services. And I just love making playlists. I mean, I don't know about you, but I have a playlist for dinner, I have a playlist for working out, I have a playlist for when I'm working, and I even made a playlist for when I go hiking, because, you know, I love to hike. And it has music from Peanuts, the Cranberries, and Eminem, and I call it my trail mix. Oh, I know, that was really bad. Hey, welcome, it's Kim Komando today, because tech never stops. We've expanded my successful weekend show on over 425 radio stations about all things digital to weekdays. Now, you are about to get more tech smarts, because every single thing is now a tech thing. And if you're a brand new listener to Kim Komando today, hey, welcome. We're glad to have you with us. And if you're already a listener, welcome back. Because here on every Friday, it's a different podcast with Kim Komando today, because joining me are two very of our esteemed, supreme intellect, very intelligent people from Komando.com. And I'm proud to say that because of their efforts, that we have doubled the web traffic over the last year to Komando.com. Yay. And joining us, first of all, is our amazing content queen, Allie Seligman. Allie, what are you going to be sharing with us today?
I have a gift card scam warning that you need to know before you go holiday shopping, and some of my favorite stocking stuffers. If you're wondering, okay, what little presents am I going to get for people on my list?
Love that. We all need that. And of course, we have our magnificent millennial and our very own internet scout, Matthew Heffel. What do you have for us?
I'm going to give us a rundown of the biggest tech stories of 2022, as well as some hidden ways on how to protect your packages from porch pirates.
Ooh, I hate those matey. All right, let's start with the news already. These are important tech developments to keep you in the know. Now, on a past podcast, I mentioned that when a Gen Zer says slap, that means that it's something really good. They sent me an email and said, thank you for letting me know that that's something really good. So use that in a complete sentence. Like, aside from this podcast slaps, Allie, how would you use slap in a sentence?
Oh, that new Taylor Swift album totally slaps.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Perfect. Okay, that's good. Or you might say that it's schlitty. Which means that it's also really something that's very good. So, Matt, how would you use the word schlitty in a sentence?
This fettuccine Alfredo is schlitty?
Yes, that's perfect. That's right. And you might say that we're all just slay getting this done, mm-hmm. because that's something that we do really, really very well. So, now, every year, this time of year, Axford comes up with their new word of the year. Now, this is a word or expression, and this is their quote, reflecting the ethos, the mood, the preoccupations of the past 12 months, one that has the potential to have lasting cultural significance. Okay, so past Oxford word of the years, vax, that was in 2021, of course, a climate emergency, 2019, selfie, 2013. Okay. So here are the top three Oxford words of the year that came to us from 2022. And I will tell you right now, it's not schlitty.
Okay.
Number three is hashtag I stand with. Okay, that is now part of the dictionary. Of course, it emerged because of I stand with Ukraine or stand with Ukraine. This is a little fun fact. It actually dates back to the 14th century, stand with. It was popular then. Who knew? Number two is metaverse. That's right. That's the stupid VR world that Mark Zuckerberg is building that nobody really wants. And how do we know this? Well, Facebook is now laying off 11,000 people, 13% of their workforce. Poor third quarter results has seen Meta's stock price drop by 25%. It wiped off $80 billion. Okay. Metaverse division called Reality Labs, I don't know how they did this, but they lost $3.7 billion in the last 3 months. In the last three Dang. Months, they are losing $1 billion a month. How is that even possible? Okay. And Zuckerberg says, yeah, we're really sorry. I'm sorry. Oh. It's not really turning out the way that I expected. But it's not all bad news because Mark Zuckerberg, honest to goodness, I'm not making this up. He came out recently and said, guess what? I have great news. In the metaverse, we have figured out how to let the avatars have legs.
Oh.
Yes, I know. Oh, happy day.
Thank goodness.
In case you're wondering, metaverse goes back to the Oxford English Dictionary from 1992. It was the phrase used in a science fiction novel, Snow Crash, by Neal Stephenson. See, that's a little Jeopardy fun fact.
Yeah, it sure is. Who would guess?
Okay, where metaverse, Snow Crash by Neal Stephenson. I watch Jeopardy. I'm like, how do these people know these things? Okay. Because they listen to Kim Komando today,
yes.
Of course. Okay, now, the number one word in 2022 is like some of that Gen Z slang that I talked about. It's a word that I have never used. I've never seen. I really feel that I shouldn't be slaying this. The Oxford word of the year, are you ready? Because we have no budget. Here's our sound effects. Okay. Okay. Goblin mode.
Goblin mode.
Okay, have either of you ever used goblin mode,
no.
Or is it just me?
I use it every. I'm just kidding. I have no idea. No.
Okay, what do you think it means?
To go really hard at something, to be really good at something, to go goblin mode, maybe.
Okay, Allie.
I have an idea. I think it's like when you really go in on like self indulgence. Mm. I think it's something like that, but I don't know.
Oh. You know what? You're it.
Oh.
Okay. It's a type of behavior that is unapologetically lazy, greedy, typically in a way that rejects social norms or expectations. Yeah. So I said, I wonder how we would use goblin mode in a sentence. And here's a sentence that I found using goblin mode. Goblin mode is like when you wake up at 2 a.m. and shuffle into the kitchen wearing nothing but a long t-shirt. And you make a weird snack, like melted cheese on saltines. So that's when you go goblin mode. I don't know. Have you ever done that? Get up in the middle of the night, make yourself something weird?
Oh, of course.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
You're half asleep. I mean, I think we all do. You know, when I do it, I'm just a Roman Catholic. Okay.
That was pretty
good. I couldn't
good.
Wait to use that line.
Yeah.
I was like laughing at myself when I thought it up. I was like, I make myself crack up sometimes. All right. So go goblin mode, Matt, with us and tell us about the top 10 stories, tech stories of the year.
Yeah, goblin mode. So like, I'm just going to, but I'm just kidding. Okay.
Yes.
Yeah. All right, this year has been full of tech news, and I kind of went back through some of our old episodes, went back through the site, and kind of compiled a list of some of the top things that happened during the year. So I'm going to make this really quick, but try to stay along. The year started out with a game. In January of 2021, Wordle was at its peak. We all were playing it. We all thought we were the smartest because we were on a huge streak and we were sharing it across Instagram, right? So that was fun. Next up, just at the end of January, the biggest news of the entire year, I joined the podcast. So that's the best news of the year.
Yes.
Thank you.
Yes. I think I saw that on a list.
Yeah.
I did.
Yeah, Google's trends, you know, it was Matt joins TechRefresh. That's what it was.
Yeah.
Also in 2022, as you talked about, the metaverse became a whole topic. And one of the things that story came out at the beginning of the year was, hey, yeah, the avatars don't have legs. What are we doing over here? So that didn't go very well. Next in April, We all might remember it. The slap heard round the world. This, of course, was when Will Smith walked up on stage and slapped Chris Rock. It took over the internet. It was immediately a huge sensation. We can never forget it. But that was back in April. It seems like that wasn't that long ago. Wow. All the way back in April. Also in April was when Elon Musk bought, in quotes, Twitter. You know, this was the beginnings of that whole thing back in April. It took a long time to finish, but it started back in April. In May, you might not remember this. May is when Apple finally discontinued the iPod. After 11 years, they got rid of the iPod.
Oh, I know. That's so sad.
I know.
So sad.
That was still this year. At the end of May, the crypto market saw the real beginning of the end for them when the Ethereum lost over 20% in less than 24 hours. That was all the way back in May.
And let me just say that 2 weeks before that happened, I made a smart investment in Ethereum.
Hey.
Just wanted to let you know that.
In June, you might not remember this, the movie Top Gun Maverick came out, and we all got to hear what an AI recreated voice sounded like when they recreated Val Kilmer's voice just for that movie. That was back in June. That was incredible. In August, we saw the biggest viral song of the year. Yes, we all know and love it. The Corn Song by the Corn Kid. It was fantastic. We all could not get it out of our heads. It was incredible. In October, Elon Musk finally, for real, 100%, bought Twitter, famously walking into the building carrying a kitchen sink. And
which is about the same time, by the way, that Hunter Biden said, oh, crap, my laptop.
And in November, we saw the launch of the Artemis 1 rocket. This was the first mission back into the moon in over 50 years. It has about to return just at this moment. And finally, we just saw the collapse of the large crypto investing company FTX. So that was a year in review in 2022. A lot happened.
You know what? A lot happened. No, you did. That was really good. Yeah. You went through that really quickly. And it's kind of, and it feels like now I know what happened over the past year.
Gotta remember.
And I'm going to, it slapped.
Hey.
It slaps.
That
yeah,
was really schlitty, Matt. I have to say, schlitty sounds not good.
Sounds like it should be bleeped.
No. Yeah. No. You know what? And let me tell you, kids, if you're listening, do not use that word.
No.
And just do not use that word. We know it means something good, but you're a different generation. So let's just keep it right there. All right. Bad News Alley's back.
Yeah, that was
gift card
Matt's
scams.
Was super fun. But yeah, I got the bad news, right? So holidays, friends, family, gifts. Cozy meals together and scammers. Anytime we're all pulling out our wallets, scammers are hard at work. Okay, we talk about gift cards and scammers a lot because that's a way that scammers try to get you to hand over your money to them. In 2021, about 40,000 consumers, listen to this, lost $148 million to gift card scams. You know,
it's huge.
Yeah, we hear from people all the time who say, I wouldn't fall for something like that. But people do over and over again. So a few reminders, because these are so effective. No legitimate government agency, utility company, cable company, anyone you pay a bill to is going to ask you to pay in a gift card ever. It's never legitimate.
Never, ever, 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 ever. Okay, that's just the bottom line.
Ever, yes. Any request to buy a specific gift card, go to Target, go to CVS, go to Walmart, whatever. That is a sign you're talking to a scammer. A lot of times scammers will try to get you to go to different places and buy different types of gift cards because the cashiers at a lot of these stores are actually trained, if you're buying a ton of gift cards to one thing, to say, are you sure that you want to do this? Is this, why are you doing this? And if someone asks you for a gift card number and a PIN, that is essentially just saying, hey, can you give me all the value of this gift card? Because then they can spend it online. Now, you can also get scammed when you're trying to buy gift cards. There is a video that went viral on TikTok, like 2 million views viral. And this woman bought a $100 Apple gift card at Target. And she got it home and she opened it up. And the redemption code had, she called it whiteout. There was something over it, so she couldn't access the redemption code. So basically, it was a useless gift card. So she went back to Target to take it back, and they said, no, sorry, we're just the reseller. You're going to have to talk to Apple about this. It turns out this is happening all over the place. People are going and, you know, basically taking the redemption code of the gift card. And so if someone buys it, they can then get the money off of it. So it's a pain to return these once you buy them. So make sure if you're buying a gift card in person, look at it. Make sure it doesn't look like it's been tampered with. There's always that section with the redemption code. It's usually silver and you have to scratch it off. So make sure it looks normal there. Or you can just buy a digital gift card, print it out, and that way you know nobody could mess with it.
You know, and gift cards, they do make great gifts, no pun intended. I mean, they do. When you're not sure what to get somebody,
yeah,
you know, get them a gift card. Yeah, I took the easy way out. I just gave everybody, and I'm giving Amazon.com gift cards. It's just like, that's just the easiest thing.
I think so, too. I think the days of thinking that that's like a lazy gift, I don't think so. I think people get that, and they're like, yeah,
nice.
This is awesome.
Right?
I can get exactly what I want.
Yeah, now I can do anything.
Yeah.
And, you know, and Santa, I don't know if you know this, Santa is now giving out gift cards.
Oh.
Right. And what kind of gift cards do you think he gives out to the naughty kids? Anybody? It's not Amazon.
Kohl's.
Yeah. You saw that one coming. All right, stay right where you are. We have a simple way to remind yourself to do things. We have a trick to catch those porch pirates. We're going to talk about Lensa. If you don't know what that is, we'll give you a clue. We have the best stocking stuffers, and we have more that you can't afford to miss because we're all valid. We're all valid. Gen Z for high quality. That's right.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Hey, welcome back to Friday's Kim Commando Today. It's a little bit different than Monday through Thursday's Kim Commando Today podcast. And if you're getting ready for the weekend, you start putting things on your to-do list. Let's see. I have to fix my Wi-Fi. My Windows is slow. Mom or Dad's computer has malware. Let's see. My printer. I want to set up my smart speaker. You don't need to do any of that because we have the pros over at GetKimsHelp.com. This is especially wonderful. You can give anybody in your life a subscription to GetKimsHelp.com. So this way they will never, ever call you again for any tech support questions, okay? And also the worst thing that anybody can do is just Google online tech support. So, you know, go to our pros. Go to GetKimsHelp.com. Once again, that's GetKimsHelp.com. If they don't fix your problem, you don't pay. And most problems we fix under 10 minutes. That's under, once again, that's GetKimsHelp.com. All right, so this is part of the podcast where we like to talk about some insider secrets, things that, you know, you don't really see in any type of, you know, user manual because we don't have them anymore. So I'm going to go first, and let's start with a security question. Say you're using Amazon, Facebook, Messenger, Instagram, TikTok, Snapchat, or whatever it is, and you see this ad, and it promises you that it's like the best shirt ever. These are the best jeans you've ever seen in your entire life. You are going to lose 18 pounds in 12 days. You're going to buy this cream, and even though you're 50, you're going to look like you're 21 again. Okay, you know, and your thighs are going to get thinner at the same time too. Okay, so you're like, whoa, this is really good. So you click the ad, and then suddenly it doesn't open your browser, say Chrome, Firefox, or Safari. What it does is it opens up its own browser, an in-app browser. Mm. So is that okay to use? Is it? No.
No.
It's not. It's not. If you said it's okay, then you failed. Because when you're doing this, say you're on Amazon, Facebook, Instagram, Snapchat, TikTok, or whatever, it opens up its own browser. It captures every single keystroke that you enter. So that means your credit card, if you bought something, use that data to sell to the highest bidder. So remember, when you click a link and it opens in an in-app browser, just copy that link and then paste it into your own browser, and then you'll get some shred of privacy back. And I will tell you that I fell for an Instagram ad. I did.
Oof.
I did. And I thought, you know what? It was like, it was a shirt. It was like, I don't know, $14.99. And it said, like, it was like the highest quality ever. And I saw it on this woman with a pair of jeans and boots. I thought, you know, I could look cute like that too. Okay. So I pasted into my own browser and I paid my $14.99. And they tell me that it's this cheap because they don't have to use a middleman, but it might take a while because it's coming direct from China. All right, so
have you received the shirt?
And I got the shirt. like 3 weeks.
Yeah.
And it had that print that it showed, but the print was kind of like not quite even on the sleeves. And one arm was longer than the other. So I'd have to like look rock around like this. And so here's another tip that I'm going to pass along. If you've had two glasses of wine and you are on Instagram and that shirt or whatever it is looks really great, just close your phone. Just close your phone. Just turn it off. Close your laptop, your tablet, whatever it is. And then get up, pour yourself another glass of wine, and go watch Fox News because you're going to need it by that time. Okay, so I'm just saying. That's just something that you don't want to do. Have you ever bought anything on Instagram? Anybody?
Yeah.
Sad voice.
I had a phone. I didn't have a TV, and I was like just fresh out of college, and so I hadn't bought a big TV for my new apartment. And I thought I could just use my smartphone and get one of those screen magnifiers that on the Instagram ad, it would make your screen is huge. And it's just a really crappy magnifying glass. So yeah. I bought that off Instagram and it was just like crap.
So you just probably shouldn't buy anything on Instagram. Just say no. Just say no. And speaking of buying things, well, we now have porch pirates to watch out for, right, Matt?
I know. It's that time of year. We're all counting down to the big day. And that means that if you're anything like me, you probably have quite a few packages arriving at your front door, right? You guys probably are the same as me, right? Well, I had to start this out with a quick story. I've already have had something stolen off of my porch this year.
Aww.
About a month ago, I ordered a 50-pound bag of dog food, thinking that, oh, who's going to steal dog food, right? Huge box. Well, boom, gone. Before I can even get to the door, within 10 minutes, it was gone and out of there.
What? So really?
Yeah. So I've gotten more diligent about this, and I've decided to put some of those tips into words for you guys so you can try to follow my lead. The first thing that I started to do was we have a front-facing camera like a lot of you do. Well, a lot of the times it faces out towards the street, and you can't really see the floor in front of the door. So I angled mine down towards the floor so that I can actually visually see the packages at my front door. Super helpful. Helps me feel a lot more content. The other thing I did was I went to the dollar store, and I bought these signs, these big, bright yellow signs that say, smile, you're on camera. And I put them right in front of the window in the front door.
Smart.
So that even if, you know, it might not always be professional porch pirates. Maybe someone's just walking by and they're like, I think I can get away with this. Well, if you give them a little bit of a deterrent, they might avoid taking that package, right? The third thing is if your phone's connected or if your camera's connected to your phone, make sure you have on the notifications that notify you if there's movement or sound. That helps out a lot. And you might get annoyed with them, but if you want to keep your packages safe, it's really smart. The next thing is that if you're doing all this through Amazon, which a lot of us are, make sure you have on the notifications through Amazon that tell you when it's delivered. Make sure you have that on so your phone pops up and it says, oh, this package has been delivered. And they generally take a picture of it. Another thing that you can do with Amazon is you can set up special delivery instructions and you can say, put it behind this left pillar, or hey, there's a fake rock on the left side, put it underneath there, which is super helpful. And I've been doing that too. I have a little bucket that I actually have upside down and I say, put it under the bucket, super helpful. Finally, if you really want to be 100% secure, there are a few options that if you want to go a little bit out there, the first is you can get an Amazon locker and you can just get it delivered there. Then you can go to your Amazon locker and pick it up. They are a little bit expensive, but it's definitely protected against porch pirates. The other thing is, if you're willing to do it, if you are willing to let your Amazon delivery person inside your house or inside your garage, that is, you can get one of the MyQ garage door openers and the Amazon guy can open it up, put your package inside your garage and then close your door again.
Works.
And that way you don't have to worry about them.
Works great.
Yeah. You do that?
My parents do it too.
So great. So great. You know, those are all great tips. I mean, and so I have to tell you, well, I don't know if I can say this right now. Okay. Well, I know how I can say this. Okay. So we have this big box that got delivered sitting right there by the front door. And I said to Barry, I said, what's in the box? Because it's a big box. Okay. I can't tell you what he said right here, but it was the funniest. I mean, I was laughing at what he said. My eyes were watering. Okay. And I said, you know, someday our relationship would make like a great sitcom. It really would, because these things that we say to each other. So what I'm going to do is, I just remember this. Because I'm going to tell you what he said at the end of the podcast, at the very end of the podcast. But I asked Barry, I said, what is in the big box? And he said one word. That's all he said. with just one word, and it was hysterical. Okay. All right. So just remember that. I'm going to tell you what it is at the end of the podcast. So if you have kids listening, then we'll tell you what the answer is at the end of the podcast. But again, it's one word. All right. So moving on. Allie, you're going to tell us how you keep organized.
I have a lot on my mind lately. Is it just me?
Yeah.
Everybody yeah. in the whole world yes. right now? Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, I know. So, okay, this is a really easy way to remember something that you need to do. Maybe it's that thing that you're like, okay, I have to return this package by Friday. A day passes, you forget. A day passes, you forget. Right. You keep thinking, I'm going to do it. I'm going to do it. And you don't remember to do it. Okay, here is an easy little way to remind yourself. When you're thinking about it at night, inevitably you are, right? I'm going to do it tomorrow. I'm going to do it tomorrow. Send yourself a text message. Leave it unread at the top of your text, because we all know we wake up and probably too early in the morning, we look at our phone first thing.
Yep.
And so you're going to see that text as that reminder of like, oh yeah, today's the day. I'm going to do it. Now, you might have another way you organize things that you do. You know, maybe you get a to-do list or however else you organize yourself. But I think it's a nice little reminder for those things that just keep slipping your mind.
Mm. You know, I haven't tried that. I use Siri with reminders and notes. And see, I think if I were to do that, I would wake up in the morning, I'd see the text and go, oh, okay, I'll do that later. So
Dismiss it.
Like, okay, that was great. Hey, listen, if you love these great short tips, make sure that you also subscribe and follow and get our Daily Tech Update for more tech smarts. And just search for Daily Tech Update, or just search for Commando, rather. And that's with a K, of course, and you're going to love it. Every single day you get just 2 60-second podcasts, and it will enlighten your total day. I mean, you're going to sit there and go, wow, thank you, Kim Commando and friends. That's right. All right, stay right where you are. Coming up, we have our What the Heck of the Week, which is kind of a different one. We're going to talk about Lensa, what it is and why it's all over social media, the best stocking stuffers, and Matt has the funniest joke ever at the end. So stay right where you are.
The future is a hefty responsibility, and not one that we take lightly. But then, taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Okay, here's the deal. You could win a $500 Amazon gift card. What? That's right. Just head over to commando.com/win. And, you know, you're going to try one of our free newsletters along the way. And that's, you know, the price of entry. And if you don't like the newsletter, you can always unsubscribe, but you're going to totally love it. So don't even go there. So head over to commando.com/win. Do it right now, and where you can possibly get a $500 Amazon gift card. Wouldn't that be sweet? Yes. At commando.com/win. All right, so our What the Heck of the Week, and you guys have to listen to this. It's a letter that I got in my listener mail. It's not a headline. It's a letter. Okay?
Yeah.
You ready? An email, rather. You know what I mean. Guy writes, Dear Kim, I heard on your radio show you were talking about what to do if you find porn subscriptions on your parents' phone. Do you remember that? We were talking about how the guy looked at his dad's phone. He saw these porn subscriptions, and he's like, well, what do I do? All right. I take care of my dad's Windows computer, and I need your advice. You see, his computer was running really, really slowly, so I remoted in to see what the issues could be. Well, yeah, you can guess where I'm going with this. He has just a bunch of downloads, a ton of downloads, like maybe 500 megabytes of downloads. Okay, nothing illegal, but you get the idea. So definitely, I think he has some type of malware on his computer, because that's why it's running slowly, and he probably got it from some porno site. So should I just remove all these files and not say anything? Or should I just leave it alone? Or should I tell Dad that this is just an overall bad idea? It's kind of an uncomfortable conversation to have with him, because we're also very Christian. So what should I do?
Woof.
Allie?
I'm going to go basically what I said last time. I think remove it, clean up his computer, don't say a word. He will probably do the same thing again. But hopefully he won't run into malware this time. And maybe while you're at it, install antivirus software for him.
Yes. What do you think,
Matt? Teach a man to fish, that kind of thing. I think that communication is the best key here. I might be an uncomfortable conversation, but I would delete it for him and then explain to him why downloading it is not a good idea.
Yes.
You're a braver man than me.
I think I would buy him just like pretty much along the same lines of you, Allie. I think I would buy him a brand new computer. Just, say, sorry, Dad, this is just beyond repair. There's just nothing I can do. And I try as I might. There's a lot of stuff. And, use the word stuff. There's a lot. I mean,
he'll know.
He's smart. Yeah. Yes. There's a lot of stuff on there, And so what I'm going to do is I'm going to give you a brand new computer, and I'm going to install security software, antivirus software, anti-malware.
Anti-porn.
Parental blocks.
Yes, anti-porn, whatever it is. And then explain to him that he just has to be really, really careful. Yes. Mm-hmm. Careful in the future. And, hey, if Dad's wants to do it, right?
Live your life, man.
Yeah, man.
Exactly. I mean, he's probably, it's all for you.
Or even better, you could farm out the tech support to get Kim's help. Look at that.
Shameless promo.
Love it. Oh, that was a great one. I didn't even see that.
They'd be happy to help.
Dang.
Really.
Yeah. Yes. You know what? Yes. Just, that's even a better suggestion. And it's cheaper, too, than buying a new computer. Yeah. Just say, hey, Dad, I'm going to set you up with a free account at getkimshelp.com and let them handle it all for you. $15, definitely worth it.
Oh, yeah.
I'm telling you right there. All right, we're going to shift gears just a little bit right now. And, Matt, you are Internet Scout. And tell us what the Internet is going crazy over, this Lensa,
right?
Yeah,
and I'm going
to
get into that in a moment. It's fascinating. But before we do, we need to talk about the saddest internet news of this week. If you might remember, recently on a podcast a few months back, I talked about an internet sensation called Bones or No Bones Day. This is where a man would pick up a really old pug that was laying in his bed. And if the pug stood up, it was going to be a good day. It was a bones day. And if he didn't, then it was a no bones day. And it was a day to take it easy and not go crazy. Well, sadly, this week, that pug Noodle passed away at the age of 14. So I thought we'd all take an internet moment of silence just for that dog, pug.
Whew. Yeah.
Okay. So, Lensa. If you've been scrolling on Instagram or Facebook this week, you might have seen some interesting images of your friends that look like fantasy characters or anime characters or what have you. And they're beautiful, right? Now, that's not just them being all of a sudden really good at Photoshop. This is actually a image editor that you can get on your phone. Now, it's called Lensa. It's been around since 2018, but it just took off this week when they created this thing called Magic Avatars. Now, what these are basically they use an AI tool, and you enter your image, and then it creates 50 images of you in fantastical scenarios, or you as an elf, or you as anything that looks crazy and beautiful. And so everybody's sharing them on their social medias. Now, if you're interested in this or if you've seen one, you might have downloaded the app and looked and thought, oh, man, it's $30 a month for the membership.
Wow.
Now, here's why people are doing it. It is the number one app store on the Apple App Store right now, which is the first time in a long time that it's been a paid app. A lot of the time it's been free apps.
Yeah.
But the reason that this is so popular is because they offer a 7-day free trial. And then this Magic Avatar service is an additional $3.99. And so what people are doing is they are doing the 7-day free trial, paying the $4, and then getting the images and canceling their monthly subscription.
Oh. Don't forget to cancel if you download.
Yes, don't.
That's
a lot. $30
a month.
Exactly,
yeah.
Exactly. Now, there are a little bit of some security flaws. It is, they do say in their terms and conditions that they are going to use your face data to improve the intelligence of their AI. So it's not 100%, but they do also in those same terms of service, they will not share your facial data with third-party companies. So, you have to decide whether or not you're willing to give them that information. But again, if you're wanting to do this, cancel it before the 7-day free trial.
Yeah.
It is really cool, and it might be worth the $4, but it is not worth $30 a month, I can tell you that much.
No. Just send yourself a text message.
Hey,
you download
look at that.
It. There you go.
Schlitty idea.
Right? Hey, listen, speaking of social media, make sure that you follow us on social. Why are you ghosting me? And we all know what ghosting means. Yes, right? It means you're just there and you're not even like participating. And so whether you're on Instagram.com/KimCommando, Facebook.com/KimCommando, you get the deal. Twitter.com/KimCommando. Just do it already. I mean, why are you just like sitting there in the shadows? Become a participant and comment and do things like that. So be sure you follow us on social media. It's a lot of fun. All right. Coming up, we have our stocking stuffers that you don't want to miss. And Matt has a great joke. And we're talking about fake or real holiday trees, Christmas trees, too. So stay right where you are.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Como se dice, me llamo Kim Commando. Yes, that's right. You can get the Kim Commando Today podcast and show in Espanol. So wherever you get your podcast, just search for Kim Commando Show en Espanol. And if you are a Spanish-speaking native or if you know anybody who is, share this along. And by the way, last week I asked for some comments about how we could help spread the word about this. And thank you. I think his name was Emily. That he's talked to me about the Latin American Podcast Network. And so we're going to be reaching out to them. Yeah. So if you have any ideas on how we can spread the word for the Kim Commando Show in Espanol, we do read. I do read every single email that you send us, whether it's through the website at commando.com, or you can always send us an email here, podcast@commando.com. All right. So it's getting near the end of the line where we all sit there and go, we got the big gifts. And then if you're like me, you sit there and go, ooh, stockings. Now what? Right? So help us, Allie.
Yes, we have a great list over on commando.com that has a ton of options in it. I picked out a few. I think stockings are a good place to give really useful little gifts, things that someone opens it and like, oh, yeah, I'm going to use this all year long. Okay, a few that I really like. That keyboard cleaning gel. It's this plastic jar full of neon goo. You basically take a little, you know, handful of it. You can put it into your keyboard, your car vents, you know, the little places in your car where there's crumbs and junk. This stuff works really well. It gets all that stuff, and your recipient will be very thankful. This is one, like, throw that in everybody's stocking.
Yeah.
It's pretty cheap. It's usually about $12, and it goes on sale, so you can probably get it around $10. A mini power bank. Now, I think we all have kind of the bigger power banks that you can charge your phone with, but those little tiny ones are awesome. We found one. It's basically about the size of a tube of lipstick. It just goes right in the bottom of your phone. It's almost big enough to do a full charge. So good to have in your purse or just with you in the car if you need an emergency charge. About $25. So a little bit more for a stocking, but wouldn't that be handy? A tiny little charger.
And everybody needs one. Okay.
Everybody.
Yes.
Yes. Okay. And then one more. A mug warmer. Okay, yes. Those Ember smart mugs, those are awesome, but they are so expensive. Mm-hmm. So if you don't have, you know, $100+ to spend on a stocking stuffer, I get it. We found a really nice Mr. Coffee mug warmer. Basically, yes, you do have to plug it in, but it will keep their coffee or tea or whatever it is warm all morning long. They usually go on sale right now. It's about $15. So not too bad. Again, we've got the full list, lots of things over at commando.com.
Just hit that big old shopping button, right?
Yes.
That's it, right there. All right. Before we continue, I just want to remind you that still to come, I'm going to tell you that one word that Barry said to me when I said, hey, what's in the big box? Okay. And he just said one word, just one word. And I'm going to tell you what that is. But Matt, it's your turn to make us laugh with a joke before we talk about Christmas and holiday trees.
All righty. You know, I've been doing on this trend of doing dad jokes, and I feel like they're really funny. You know, it doesn't matter. You know, it's just my opinion.
You crack yourself up, so they must be good.
Hey, worth it. And so I went and found a bunch of Christmas jokes, and I found some good ones, but I organized them in the categories. So okay. I thought I'd start with my snowman jokes. Snowman jokes. Here we go. What did one snowman say to the other? Do you smell carrots too? All right. What's the snowman's favorite wrapper? Ice Cube. Oh. And what do snowmen eat for breakfast? Frosted Flakes. All right. Oh. On to the reindeer jokes. Why do reindeer wear bells? Because their horns don't work. All right. Did you hear about Rudolph's roller coaster ride? He held on for dear life.
No. Oh,
all right. Where do you find reindeer? I don't know. Depends on where you left them. And on to Santa jokes. Okay, Santa jokes. Why is Santa so good at karate? Because he's got a black belt. All right. Where does Santa store his suits? In the closet. Like that one. All right. What does Santa use to clean his sleigh? Comet, obviously. And where does Santa stay on vacation? At a ho-ho hotel, of course. I have one more. This one's specifically for you, Kim, to give it to Barry. He'll use it all Christmas long, I'm sure. It's a knock-knock joke. I'm just going to do all the lines. So it's knock-knock. Who's there? Barry. Barry who? Barry Christmas to you.
Oh, that's cute. You know what? I'll do that. And so I went over Ian's house last weekend to help him put up his Christmas tree. Well, he already had the tree up, which was nice. And so I was trying to teach him how to decorate it. Like, you know, so I'm like, okay, so like the smaller walls go on the top and then the bigger ones and then we put them in the middle. And anyway, so its tree is just beautiful, but it's fake. Okay. Mm-hmm. And we also have a fake tree at our house. Do you guys have real trees?
I'm a real tree person.
Yeah. I'm not now. I kind of, it's complicated, I think.
Oh, it's complicated. Ooh, always had a real tree growing up. And for me, it's like, that's part of Christmas. I got to have a real tree. The smell, yeah, you have to deal with watering it and the pine needles and all that stuff. But I love to go pick it out.
Did you try that Miracle Grow stuff I sent you that I heard that it works?
Here's my little secret. I haven't bought my tree yet this year.
Oh.
Okay, listen.
You're waiting. What are you waiting until they go on sale? Weekend. I mean, come on.
December 26th.
I was going to go this weekend, but it was raining. Oh. I couldn't drag myself to the tree lot in the rain. Come on.
Oh, gosh.
I know. I'm going to go soon, I promise.
Okay. Yeah, I'm kind of on the same thing with Allie, where I grew up with a real Christmas tree, but as I become an adult, they are a pain. And so I'm just going to do a fake Christmas tree. It's so much easier. It's a lot less work. And I don't panic every night thinking that my house is going to catch on fire from the tree catching fire or something like that.
Well, you know, I have a secret that in our fake tree, I was on Instacart and I needed Christmas ornament hooks. And so the only place I get on Instacart was Walmart. So I'm at walmart.com through Instacart, and I see this, and it says, if you like this, you'll like this, if you like this. And I'm like, I'm such a sucker for that stuff. And so it says, if you have Christmas hooks, then you'll like these pine scent ornaments.
Oh.
Yes. And so we had some friends come over. They're like, is that a real tree? Because it's, I'm like, yes. So you might want to get, so kind of satisfies a little bit of both boxes. Okay, so now are you ready to hear what Barry said? Okay, so don't say it out loud, but if you have kids that are listening, now's the time for you to just silence it for just a little bit. So, okay, you have to picture this. So there's a big Amazon box. I mean, a big Amazon box. And it has his name on it. And I said to him, you know, what I said to him, and he said to me, condoms.
So funny. Well done, Barry.
That's good.
Yeah. I mean, it was just, I was like, that's why I said, somebody should be taping us in the background some of these days, because it's really quite funny that goes back and forth. All right. On that happy note, yes, it is the holidays. We'd love to hear from you. podcast@commando.com. And thanks for listening. Thanks for joining us. And don't forget, tell three family members or friends about Kim Commando today, because you owe it to them, and knowledge is power.